From Marquette to Monroe, you're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on MTN, the Michigan Talk Network.
All right, welcome back to it. No oversight at the IRS. Now, why is that? Makes you wonder, doesn't it? My next guest, Susan Dudley here from George Washington University. She is the Director of Regulatory Studies there. Susan, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. The Treasury and the Internal Revenue Service, my favorites, are exploiting the scope of a memo to avoid review of their regulations and how that can undermine the regulatory process. Whatever do you mean?
The IRS does not get its regulations reviewed by the other parts of the government, and often it doesn't even do analysis of impacts on small businesses, and sometimes it doesn't seek comment from the public before going final with the regulation. There's no other agency within the executive branch that has that does that.
You know, isn't there a, I think that I'm not wrong, and I think I found this in one of your articles that you published recently, but there's a thing called the Administrative Procedure Act from the mid-1940s that requires public comment for a period of time, yes or no?
Yes.
Then what's going on? Come on.
It depends on what type of guidance or rule that Treasury, depends on how they label the rule. And that's part of the problem, is that IRS itself gets to determine whether their rule is significant enough to require public comment, to require this interagency review within the government.
Wait a second. They get to decide whether the rule's big enough deal to require public input. Otherwise, they'll just decide for themselves. Here's my problem with all of this, just hearing this, and then you can tell me about it. But this didn't begin, 15 months ago when Donald Trump became president or whatever. This probably goes back to Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton.
Even
so
Reagan,
so
right?
Yeah, all the way back. The IRS has been its own entity running roughshod over the rules, including the 1940s Administrative Procedure Act and everything else, because they're the Internal Revenue Service. Even the government can't mess with them. How am I ever going to do any good?
Yeah, some of this stems to the 1980s when President Reagan created an office that would coordinate all regulations across the government, the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs. But in 1983, there was an agreement reached that for some IRS rules that merely interpreted the statute, the Internal Revenue Code,
yeah,
that those didn't need to go through review because there really was no discretion. They had no choice. So, for example, when the code says days,
yes,
the IRS would say, does that mean calendar days or does that mean weekdays, that sort of thing.
So they played lawyer games.
That small exemption seems to have expanded dramatically, and it's come to a head recently so that OMB and Treasury are negotiating now on how to revise that memorandum. Because some of the regulations that have been avoiding this interagency review, which is very important, it's part of the checks and balances of our government, are very significant. In fact, a lot of the regulations from the Affordable Care Act involve the IRS.
Sure.
And yet they are not subjecting them to OMB for review,
right,
because they say they're merely interpretive.
Right. Susan Dudley here from George Washington University, the Director of Regulatory Studies. Man, that must be exciting, digging into those words and pulling these people apart every day.
Yeah.
Step out into the light, I dare you, because you might. Some of these people step in the light, they just explode. Poof, that's it. They react with sunlight, and it's over, Susan. How do we fix this? I mean, honestly, because what happens is it's not just the IRS; it's all of these agencies operate with autonomy, oftentimes, and they get away with it because we don't hold them accountable because they're too big, or we don't have the patience, or it just wears people out because it's exhausting to go after these giant agencies, I would think.
Well, and I may be biased, but I once headed, in the Bush administration, I headed the office that reviews agency regulations, and I think that small office can have a big impact because they're part of the office of the president. So they have the authority of the president, and they have experience across agencies, and so they tend to be skeptical and ask challenging questions and not let regulations go out that haven't met some standards. And as you pointed out, IRS is avoiding that review.
Sure.
I think there is an opportunity to change that, and it is going to have to come from the president himself.
My concern, and based on what you just said, Susan, is pretty simply this, though. It runs out of the office of the president, but in everything today in Washington, more so than when you worked in the Bush administration, I think, more so than ever, everything is hyper-partisan these days. Everything's political. I don't care if it's the IRS, the FCC, the Department of Defense. It's all political, which I think creates bigger obstacles, right or wrong.
Oh, I think it does, too.
So it creates our problem. So how do we... I like your little office, and I like the fact because I like the Inspector General. I think in all of these things that are going on in Washington, I think this might be the one guy, Michael Horowitz, in many cases, that can fix things because he operates independently from these others. And so this office you're talking about, I have some hope there now. Am I right?
I think so. And getting back to your point about the extreme partisanship, the op-ed that you mentioned, I co-authored in the Wall Street Journal last week on Friday with Sally Katzen, who was the head of the office through much of the Clinton administration. So we had this bipartisan letter saying it is time to revisit this exemption for the IRS.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, the IRS, people, just a pipe dream, I'm sure. People talk about getting rid of the IRS. What a beautiful idea. Don't think it'll ever happen in my lifetime. But they do need to be held to accountable because isn't it fair to say that all government agencies should be accountable to the people in some fashion? Susan, I'll give you the last word.
Absolutely.
Greatly appreciate it. Greatly appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
There you have it. Susan Dudley, George Washington University Director of Regulatory Studies. You know, if the government can't reel in these big bureaucracies, who can? Who can? This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers across the state. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. And guess what? Click on that free water test button. Pretty incredible, isn't it? All right. A lot of wild weather on the way to Michigan here in the next couple of days as well. We'll talk about that and so much more straight ahead right here on the Steve Gruber Show.